you have the union of beginning the Mitzasara and the Kvurasar in Hebron. The union I want to speak about a little bit was about the union of Hebron and Maris Machpelah. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, there are different Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael, and the end of last parasha, we spoke last time about Kedusha of Yerushalayim specifically, and that's where you have the Misa of, you have the Kinyan on Har Maria. Har Maria became the Makom HaMikdash in Mekudesh through the Maaser Akedah, and over here in our parasha we have Hebron. So you see Hebron and Yerushalayim have a Kesha. Yerushalayim is Kedusha through the Akedah, and Hebron is through Misasara. Chazal Darshan, I mean, besides the Smichas HaParshias, Chazal Darshan that, you know, Lama Nismicha, because she was she heard about the Psura of the Akedah, that's why she was Nifta. So you see that Yerushalayim and Hebron have a certain Kesha to each other, a certain Shaychas. More than that, you see that in Yuma it says when the Kohen Gadol wanted to see if the Avoda, if the day already was, if it was lit up, so it says they used to say Barkai, in other words, is it lit up already, and then he used to ask Heir HaMizrach Ad Hebron, has the eastern line become lit up until Hebron, and V'loma Ya'imim Hebron, because Kedei Lahaskir is Chusovis. So you see that in the ultimate Avodah of Yerushalayim, they waited until there was a Ha'ara from Hebron as well. In other words, there was some sort of Hemshach, some sort of Ha'ara from Hebron into Yerushalayim. A lot of other parallels we'll see. But Kapanim, I'd like to understand a little bit what's the Kesher between the two. What are the two Tzadim, the Hebron and Yerushalayim? Also, you have the both of them came through Nisayan. It says Chazal, Rashi brings it down, it says later about the Emuna of Akadosh, of the Ovis in Akadosh Baruch Hu. So it says Vigama Kimoisi. So Rashi says the godless of Avram's Emuna, Vichain Ukashibikish Avram Likvar Esara, Leimotza Keva Chekona Domim Rubim. The ultimate Nisayon of Avram was that he, when he wanted to buy a keva, he needed to pay for it. Even our Kadosh Baruch had told him that I'm giving it to you and to Zaracha. L'chur, the Nisayon of the Akedah way overshadows it. I mean, the Akedah was a tremendous Nisayon, and that was, if you want to show that how great the others were, the Amun and our Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should have brought down that even our Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that Zaracha, you're going to have children and they will be an Uma, and HaKadosh Kibitzah Kachal Zorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to shecht him, and he did. I mean, that's the ultimate Nisayon. The fact that he had to pay for Hebron, he said he paid for it, but where do you see over here that there were, I mean, why is this Nisayon shecht to this, this Nisayon shecht to this? Also, Mibchinas Tefillah, you find an interesting parallel and distinction. It says by Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov Avinu went further. Yaakov Avinu passed by Har Maria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ilo Yov Daite," so I'm not going to stop him. And then he said, "Can it be that I passed by the Mokum Tefillah of the Ovis and I didn't daven?" So Miyad Kofza of Karka, and he went back. So the Tefillah of the Yaakov Avinu went to the Mokom at Tefillah of the Avos, and he was in Spalan Har Maria. Many years later, Kolob ben Yefuna, when he needed to be Mispalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moshiach him from Atzas Miraglim, he went to Hebron to be Mispalel. I mean, why didn't he go to Har Maria to be Mispalel? I saw someone says a teretz, it's a partial teretz, that since the Meraglim were the Goyim of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that night was the night, it says, was Leil Tisha B'Av, Atem B'Chizim B'Chiyah Shal Chinam, So Hagufa, since that Maisa had in itself the Churban Yerushalayim, that Makkah wasn't there. But I want to go further with that. In other words, it's a good point. I want to try Miss Amik to understand that there's two Mekayimis of Tefillah. There's a Makkah of Tefillah Yerushalayim, a Makkah of Tefillah Chevron. You find in that same situation, when there was Churban Yerushalayim, it says Oz Bahaloich Yirmiyahu Kivri Avos. There's a whole period that's built around the Chazal about him going to Hebron and saying Uri Yeshenim and so on. That was also a Makom Tefillah of Hebron when Yerushalayim was down. But I want to be miming from that. So Hebron has a certain parallel in itself to Yerushalayim, and yet it's Chalukas. So let's start with the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar goes back to Adam HaRishon. It says Adam HaRishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Adam HaRishon asked for Kapara, and he was Mispal Havana Chatosim Lachavas Chuvasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poshas Himina Veves Chatosoi, and so on. Yoshev Adam V'Dorash B'Livoi V'Ama. So Adam HaRishon sat and he said, Ki yodati moves teshiveni ubeis moed l'kol chai. I know that at some point I'm going to die, and I will end up in the beis moed l'kol chai. That's, I guess, also a hemshech of the fact that he was choyte, so he knew there was a gzer of misa, and even though it was a kapara, but the gzer of misa hadn't become bottle. I assume that's the hemshech of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Amar Adam. So Adam said, Ad shani ba'olam, evneli lirifti, chutz la'hara Moria. I'm going to build myself a evneli beis mola in lirifti. I'm going to build myself an inn where to sleep. In other words, a cave, chutz la'hara Moria, outside of Hara Moria. In other words, Hara Moria is not the right place to build a cave. V'chotzav ubonu lebeis mola lirifti, and he sat down to build a beis hakvaras. Oma Adam, ma luchais shein asidin likosev betzboi shakadosh baruch hu. Luchais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved with his finger. Vasidin meima yadin levrach mipneim, and the yadin is going to, when they crossed over the yadin, it ran away from those luchais. It was the schus of the luchais that caused the meima yadin to go away. And my guf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his own two hands carved out and put in the neshama, so after I die, they're going to make me into Avodah Zarah. I will place my aron under the cave and inside the cave. The fikach nikras maras machpelah shikfula b'shomu nosan adam, and so on and so forth. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says over here that Adam HaRishon made his own cave, which is something interesting. You do find in Psukim in Tanakh that he bought kvarim and so on, but here he said he made his own cave. A parallel to that, the Chazal say by Ansara, Zama Sada Vatikochea, that Sarah wanted a Sada and that she took, that was the Sada of Maras Achpela, which is very shreya because the Maizah was bought after she died. But Vinitvi Vaistes, it's part of her Schusim, or part of her Inyanim, that she was Mesader. But Adam HaRishon went to be Mesader, a Kaver, while he was living. And the reason, he said, why a Kaver has to be hidden is because since there's Kedusha in Adam, it could be used to become an Avodah Zarah. Since like the Luchos, the Mela, you need a Kvura that's very, very hidden. That's Machpelah, it's Bifnim, Lefnai Lefnim. That's the Chazal over here. You find also Moshe Akvavina said he didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim because the Mekim's Avodah Zarah. But what's the inyan over here? He's telling, the Pirkei Avos is telling us that kvura is a pu'ula a person has to make mechayev, and the inyan of kvura is the inyan of kvura of Adam Arishin, and is in order they shouldn't become a avodah zarah, and b'mel they put in lefnai lefnim. You find also in the psukim that there's an inyan of a kvura. It says shom sofen tomon chelkas mechaykek, that the mail of God is that the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is in chelkas God, which is interesting. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is not known at all. I mean, you can't even make it into a tourist attraction. Well, what's the mail of it having in God's in being sofen tomon chelkas mechaykek? What's the mile of God that God has in himself the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu over there? Moshe Rabbeinu is not, his kever is like, there's no place to go daven. And Bechlal, there is a very, very, in the Svarim, it's brought in Halacha, it's brought in Ramah, there are days to go daven by Kvarim. The Ramah brings it, Tisha B'Av, Elul, And yet, there's azhara not to daven to the meisim, and b'schus ha-meisim, and it very, very not clear. I mean, they're conflicting messiahs almost. Is it a makom tefillah? Is it not a makom tefillah? And so on. I try to explain a little bit what the inyan of the kvura is, and b'meila what chevron is, zelum aseh. If we'll give a mashal. In a koima of, if you have a tree, so the furthest extension of the tree is in the peiris. That is as far as the tree extends itself. You have the shroshim, you have the gufa ilon, you have the branches, the peirosav with aleph, and then you have the peiris, which are the fruits on it. So if we're looking to find the highlights, quote unquote, of the tree, there are two nekudas that we're going to point at. One nekuda is the peiris. The peiris is the ultimate reach of where a person goes to. That's one inyan. Keneged that is the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, how far can a person reach in Olam Hazeh? The answer is Beis Hamikdash. Whatever Darga Madregas there's there, like we spoke last week a little bit about, the Shleimus, the Yira, Liris Lirois, the Darga that a person can achieve is in as far as the Mokom of the Beis Hamikdash, whatever the Beis Hamikdash allows. Beis Hamikdash is a window into another world. And that's why it's called it's also a doubling of sorts, but it's a doubling where there's a sulam going from there hashemaima. That's the darga of Beis Hamikdash. Then there's a second darga. The shirish of something has in itself all of the chiyus, including the furthest chiyus that will ever come out of it. Lamashal, in the seed, in the bark of the tree, in the trunk of the tree, there is not necessarily the ability to give fruit. In the seed of the tree, there certainly is. Just like in a person, let's take an example. In a person's seichel, Lamashal, it's the noblest organ, it's the highest organ, but it can't do the job of a heart. It can't do the job of the liver. It has a very specific job, which we see as being the highest job, and so on and so forth, but it doesn't include the other avarim in it either. On the other hand, in the zera, where a person comes from, that includes bal korchach, everything that ever came from it. Because that's the zera is the sheresh of everything. So in the sheresh you include everything, whereas the furthest away from the sheresh, the ultimate, the top of the pyramid, is the highest darga. So one inyan of sheresh is that it includes the top of it in it. On the other hand, the other chelik of the sheirish is that it's bal korchoch begniza gedayla. It's very, very hidden. Bechlal, anything that has to do with sheirish and abriya, shrushim have to be underground. Roots are underground. Seeds are planted underground. Maisa zivuk zera adam is behesta completely. All the balach or the roiv mukhlar balachayim, the maisa of the etzem maisa of the zriya is always it's in a makom hesta. That's the metzias of that whole chelik. Shrushim are the chelik that have everything, but behesta. There are a lot of reasons why it has to be like that. The simplest reason being that if you start off with everything already there, then you have nothing. There's no makom avoda. So the two extremes are, one extreme is the makom where everything is bepoil mamish, the makom where everything expresses itself in the ultimate, and then you have the makom from where everything comes from, where there's everything there that's needed for the hemshich. Those two poles in Klal Yisrael are Beis Hamikdash and Chevron. Chevron, Adam has in himself a nekuda of gniza. It says that there's the etzem luz that remains when a person dies from where there's tchias hamesim. The etzem metzius of kvura of a person is that it what's left of the person is the sheirish. There's a interesting term or hagdara. It's called goma mesa'etz. There are different ways in which a person can trim a tree. Sometimes if he trims some of it, then it grows better. Then if he cuts it, he's taken away. Then there's a darg, it's called gomam, which means you level the tree, but leave the roots. It's nagia to shvi'etz, it's nagia to klayim, it's also nagia, the word is something that pairs a chum also. It's something where everything on the surface is removed, but the shrashim are left. It's a very, it's interesting music that we have such a word to describe such a metzias, because it's a very important metzias in Klaisel's tefisa. So I can have a metzias where something is removed, but the sheirah still remains. So physically, I have nothing left of the tree. As far as I'm concerned, it's all ground, but there's still a shrashim over there. Klal Yisrael has in itself the nekuda of avos. In Klal Yisrael is the nekuda from where a person comes from. And if we take a look at Shemoneh Esrei l'mashal, you have that mahalach. The first brach is avos, and it finishes with avoda. Avoda, hoidoya, which is natural, but the last part of it is avoda. The Shalosh Hashanah starts with avos. The Shalosh Hashanah starts with avoda. The avoda in Beis Hamikdash is the high point of where we're going to. So tefillah builds up until Ritzei. That's the Vesechzene Neinu. That's the ultimate avoda. Where does the koyach of tefillah come from? Is from Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov. I should not have the audacity to stand in front of Rebbeinu Shlomo be Ovid, unless there's a sheirish of avoda that's in me already. Avraham stood, Avraham oimed lifnei Hashem. The Avraham is still standing in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Avraham Avinu is oimed lifnei Hashem. Because I have the sheirish of Avraham, that's where I start tefillah from. I couldn't start tefillah myself to knock on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's door and say I'm here. I don't have a makom for that. I need to start to be mamshich the sheirish of Avraham in me. Once I say avos, okay Avraham, okay Yitzchak, okay Yaakov, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the avos, so b'meila I'm as a ben a mamshich the yerusha of the avos. So in tefillah we have two focal points. I focus towards the Beis HaMikdash. He has to be mechaven liboy to the Makom HaMikdash. And I have to be coming from the Avos. There's a Chazal, Betzem Tzmachlokis and Gemara Brachas, like all Machlokis, it's Elev Elek Divakim Chayim. The Shaila of Tfilis Keneged Tmidim Tiknam or Keneged Avos Tiknam. Both are true. In other words, Tfila Keneged Tmidim means Tfila is the place where a person is going to. A person is striving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tfila Keneged Avos Tiknam means we're being mamshichet from there. So if a person is davening shachris, he's focused towards the aliyah of the Tomich al Shachar. That's Tomich al Baker. That's the place that he's headed towards. That's where he's focusing. That's where he's mechavin to. He's coming from. The Hashem's Fosai Tiftoch is because Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu made shachris. And Avram told me, Leman Yitzavah's born of Achrov, you daven shachris, and your children daven shachris, and so on. So Sheirish lies in Avos, and that's the Lashon, I mean, Avos Mechaldeka told us. The Metzias of Avos is all Sheirish in the Bria, and the Metzias of Beis HaMikdash is where to. The Moshe Rabbeinu, so everybody is avoda in this world. It consists of all his what he does during his life, and the sheirish that he leaves la'acha moisei. Just like it says mechabda, you mechabed your father mechayav la'acha moisei, because a person in this world, he lives as a full person in olam hazeh bechayav, and the last pool a person does, or the seif chayev is the sheirish that he leaves in the ground for another ilum to be tzameach. That's why the whole Indian, the banim are the ones who are milas neshama, and they say kadesh v'chulu. All of those in yonim are because that's pu'ulas adam. The maisa hamitzvah, let's call it, the maisa where a person does it is through kvura. Kvura is a tzura of being goyne something, turning a person into a sheirish. It's a maisa geniza, and so b'meila, the person's kvura, his own kvura, is a chelik of his own avoda. That is the tzura of, and you see that Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu, both of them ki'ilu were machnis themselves into their keva. God spoke to him, go up to the har, told him to take off his godim, to give it to his children, by Aaron. That was a pu'ula of ki'ilu, he was goynes himself. What happens to you if the misa is a function of your asiyah b'shas chayim? That's the pshat in the Pirkei Rav Loza. That's what Pirkei was explaining, Adam HaRishon's kvura. Adam HaRishon, once he was niskape on his chet, now he needed to worry about kvura. That's the last chelik of Avodas Adam. And he was nice at Kavuchayim Atzmai. The Kavuchayim was as follows. The only, Rav Huda speaks about this when he speaks about the Klei HaMikdash. He says, on all of the Kalim went into Golos. The only one that didn't go into Golos is the Aron, because the Aron was Nignas. So Rav Huda, Meirich, in a lot of different places, it's one of his biggest sayings, that there are things that become chariv, there are things that become lost, they go into Shevi, into Golos, Churban is shaylin on it, Evodin is shaylin on it, and then there are Inyanim that become Gonos, and in Gneza nothing is shaylin on it. The Aron sunk on the ground, or wherever was Nigdos, however, and B'meila, it's there waiting for its Smicha, but there's nobody that can be shaylin on it. So we don't have it actively with us. We have it there in potential, and b'meila, it's waiting. So Adam HaRishon said, the Aron, which Sachar contains the Luchais, which are only in Etzbelikim, the right thing for it was Geniza. I, who am Maisi Yodav Shakarish Baruch Hu, formed with two Yodayim, and he was Nafeach Menishos Chaim, I definitely need Gneza. There's one more Knesha that you have in this Chazal. Let's take an example. Let's take a very simple example. A person has a lot of money. As long as he's living, he's in control of it. And he's not afraid that it'll be misused. He's going to say, this is this yes, this not, and so on. La'acha misa, a person works very hard at making a tzava for la'acha misa. Why? Because it's a situation where my money will be there, but no control over it. The kedusha, anything that has a big darg of kedusha and so on, if it's to fall into the hands of the goyim, they have the control of it, they have the ability to use it, and be mechalit. So the Aaron, that's the pshat in the shiv. Why was the Aaron nignas? That's the Loshna is saying. Since you see that the luchas have the koyach to be miyabish naharis, so as long as it's tachas yidei Yisrael, it's good. Once, after the Churban, Klal Yisrael loses its shlita, there's a real sakana, it'll fall into other hands, and therefore you have to be goinizit. The same thing Yaakov Avinu said, he's afraid after his p'tir, they'll make him to a god. As long as he's living, he's in control of it. And b'meil it's not shayach. After he dies, it's the same koiches of Yaakov Avinu, except that it's no longer under his control. So the only eitz of it is Hester. Let's give an example, a parallel. It says by the Nochash that the Nochash was Shelet b'shas zivug of Adam and Chava. That's when he was Shelet. That's when it was this air. In other words, any nekuda that's very chashev and it's exposed, it's not behesta. There's a tremendous problem of a shlit of chitzayim on it, and that's why it has to be begniza. It has to be behesta. It has to be begniza, and so on. So Adam Rishon said ma the Aaron, which is only ma'aseh Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it has the koyach to be miyabish naharis, it needs gniza. Otsuras Adam that has in itself a Kadosh Baruch Hu surah certainly needs gniza. That's where the makom of kvur is, and that's where he hid himself. Maras Hamachpela, a keva b'fnim keva, or b'fnim keva, mitachle keva, meira b'fnim meira, meira tachas meira. That was the makom gniza of Adam Rishon, and b'meila everybody afterwards. So now we have an understanding. Chevron is the makom that shayach to sheirish, it shayach to avos, it shayach to the makom that is the gniza of the shroshim of Klal Yisrael. Maima Muzga, it's interesting to note. You see how Dola Dola Shabbat Masecha, like Vasech Yegidu, the fact that we discovered that we have discovered the sheirish of a person's metzias, stem cells, it means you can almost make anything out of those stem cells. Because you touched a very shayrishtik and akuda in Tzuras Adam. When you touch on a physical level, on a biological level, but any time you touch the shayrish, then it gives you almost unlimited access to every facet. Everything can come out of a shayrish, and Melech Sakana is big, and Melech needs a special shmira, and so on. That is Chevron Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is the makom where a person can reach out, the furthest reach of Adam, And Chevron is the deepest reach of Adam. Chevron belongs to the Avos when the Nifta, when all you have left is the Sheirish of Avos and Banim, and Yerushalayim is the Ma'aseh Banim, the furthest reach of Ma'aseh Banim. Those are the two poles of Klal Yisrael. B'meila, the Nisoyen of Avram Avinu, in the Akedah, you know, that's the Chibur, the two parashas. That Keda is the furthest a person can get to. Like the Rambam says that we saw last week in the Morning of Vuchim, the furthest reach, how far can a person's Avos Hashem and Yirasei go? The answer lies the Akeda. That's in the Akeda, and that's the place where it's taka true that you make you go the furthest possible in getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Makom HaMikdash. Chevron is the Makom where you can take all of those koiches, put it back on its level of Sheirish. And b'meil, the Nisayan is a different Nisayan. The Nisayan of Akedah is how extreme can a person go? What's the furthest reach of Avos Hashem overcoming Avos Adam? The answer to that is Akedah, and that's a very, very powerful Nisayan. The Nisayan of Chevron was a very different Nisayan. It was a Nisayan in Emunah. In Emunah is always that which is hidden. In Akedah, there wasn't a hest upon him. Akedah was a gilui beyond the person's imagination. Avos Hashem pierced the gvulos of Avos Av, and that was the gilui. The nesis is like we said, that's what was Miloshon Nesis. Nesis. It was the ultimate in gilui, in yira, in re'ia. Emuna mashtrias ha-meisim is v'neman atolachis meisim. Emuna is the place where that which is hidden, I can still tap onto it. If somebody is trusted, if he's a neman, it means I don't see the money and I don't know what he did with it, but I know that it's safe somewhere. That's nemanis. So a neman is somebody that adrabba, the thing is deep. The deeper it is, the more it's a gili of nemanis. If you have the most halva milva that we saw, if you have it. If you aren't moitzit yet, it's not a mulva yet. If you moitzit and leave it around this in some format, it's not mulva leitzonit, no. Nemonis is when it's disappeared. Trias ha-meisim is the ultimate in what seems to be the disappearance of Tzuras Adam. And that's where we say v'neman atach meisim. So Akedah is a test for Avos Hashem, and the Chevron is a test for Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's yours. I gave it to you. And he has to pay for it. So overcoming that nisoyan means he tapped into the gneza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhog in the Bria. The Mokom, he was Neman. This is Avram after an entire lifetime of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him, the goal of your life is to get out to Israel for you and your children. And the last thing that he does is something that doesn't, he has to pay for it. He has to tap into Emunah. Those are the two extremes of a person's Tzuras Adam, and Chevron belong to Rosh Hashem. The use of those two cities, in other words, Mokom Avoda is when it's Yisrael is Betifarta, the Mokom HaMikdash is the Mokom of Avoda. That's the that's where Avoda takes place, and that's where a person can reach his highest peak. And Chevron has no metzias for it. This doesn't. The only thing we do is on Yom Kippur. In other words, in the ultimate zman of Avoda and Beis Hamikdash, we see it as a hemshich of Chevron. In other words, if Chevron is ready, Heir Amizach, if it's lit up from Chevron, then we can do Avoda. It's like we have to start with Avos in order to get to Ritzei. That's on Yom Kippur, and the high point of Avodah Beis Hamikdash. We start with Avos. We say Heirem is a Chevron. If it's already if there's a Zman Avodah in Chevron already, it's shayach to have on Yerushalayim. That's the only real nekuda we have with it. But once there's an hug of Churban Klal Yisrael, once Beis Hamikdash is Chorev, then all the Hanhagas Begolui disappear from Klal Yisrael. And that's where the Hanhaga of Geniza, of those in Yonim that are Gunners in Klal Yisrael, take place. The Sfarim all say Chevron is Lashon Churban, the same way she says Churban, Chibur Churban. So once, that's why, Lamashal, Yaakov Avinu buried Rachel on the roadside where they'll go by when they go into Golos. Because the makom of Avos and the Hemshech is when they fall back and they fall as low as they can, they need to have a makom gneza in their metzias that it can resprout again. The roots are there that when the tree gets chopped down, it'll sprout again. It'll grow again. So as long as the tree is giving fruit and so on, the roots are the inactive part, so to speak. We don't see them. We don't hear from them. They're just there as a zeicha what was. The tree started with the roots, and now it's giving these magnificent fruits. When you chop the tree off, as long as there's roots left in the ground, there's a makom tzmicha to come again. The Moshe Rabbeinu's cave is not known, so the pshat is we know it in a general sense that there'll be again a gula. It's very interesting. The Rambam, when he brings his raya for Mashiach min haTorah, the raya is Oz Yavdil, that Moshe was Mabel Gimel cities miklot. He didn't finish the mitzvah. It can't be that the mitzvah itself was never finished. So b'meilu, there has to be geula. But it's a very, very roundabout. Moshe Rabbeinu's geniza is so deep that we don't have a shaychus to it. And because he's not an av. Moshe Rabbeinu is the manik kaisel, but he's not an av. B'meilu, we can't tap into his shayrish. We tap into Torah, but not into his shayrish as his own mitzias. The Avis is Oz Baalech Yirmiya. In the time of Churban, that's where he taps into the Avis. Rochel Imenu is there. Her Mokrim Kvura is the road where people are going to walk when they go into Golas. That's what it is. And that's why in the time of Chet, Kolev couldn't go to Yerushalayim to be Mispalel because he felt himself, it's very interesting, both Kolev and Yoshua, their tefillah was not mikoyach them. Their tefillah was mikoyach. Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach was, Yeshua had Moshe being mispal of him, and Kolev went to others that they should be mispal of schus others, because in a mokrim godless, when a person is at his height, it's his tefillah, and Yerushalayim is the mokrim. When a person is, this was the Adas Chaitim, the Meraglim, that destroyed Eretz Yisrael. The Churban started with them. They went into a Churban of Eretz Yisrael because they were being Machir of Eretz Yisrael in a Ruchnistic sense. They went in Tisha B'Av. They came back to Tisha B'Av. That was a Leil Bechia. So B'Meila, the tefillah of both of Yeshua had to be through Moshe. The tefillah of Kolev wasn't Yerushalayim, it was a Chevron. Because in the Zman of Churban, that's where Chevron is poil. So we have the two that Ovis and the whole Metzias of Eretz Yisrael. We have two poles: the Eretz Yisrael b'Tifarta b'Gadlusa, that's Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael b'Shrusha, and that's Chevron. That's the Metzias of the Geniza of the Ovis. And the Mokum Ptira and so on. That's also the duality we said of a person. How do we treat Kivri Avis? In other words, is it a Mokum Tefillah? Is it not a Mokum Tefillah? And so on. It says we should be mispalled. The Mishbura says we should mispalled the Schus of the Avis that are here, but that's strange. So why go to that place? I mean. Mela, if you tell me Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum Kadosh, I have to be in the place to be Kadosh, to be part of that Kedusha. But I mean, the Schus of Avraham Yaakov, I can sit home and say, B'schus of Avraham Yaakov, B'schus the Tanoim HaKadoshim, what do I need to be at the Kaver? If I'm not being mispalled, quote unquote, to them, I need to be Kaver. The Teretz is the tefillah that is appropriate, the one Nakuda that is there in the Mokum Kvura, is the nekuda of sheirish. If a person, it says the Moshe, and Sfarim Rabbeinu B'chayah says a few places, that since there's some sort of darga of neshama or nefesh left over in the keva, so it's an appropriate makom kodesh to daven, which still leaves us not clear. So are you davening to them or not? The Teretz is in kedusha of gadlus, in the kedusha of where a person reaches his height, that's Yerushalayim. And when the tefillah is a tefillah of Gadlus Adam, Bishas Gadlus Adam, Yaakov Avinu went to Davin in Yerushalayim, in Makom HaMikdash. That's that level of tefillah. When the tefillah is mishiflus, mimamakim krasicha, that's where heaven is. It's extraordinary. The pasuk calls heaven emek heaven. The mako, and Rashi says over there, the makom heaven was no emek, but it says the makom of the emek of the eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the umk of the eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The start of the gullus of Klal Yisrael was in heaven. He went to look for his brothers, Mechiras Yosef, Mitzrayim. There was the root of Klal Yisrael going down mata into Mitzrayim. This Ochay Nechavakesh is over there. So the Heaven is the low point, in the sense that in the low point of Klal Yisrael, there's a metzias of tzmicha to go back to the high point again. That's what the Sherish at the Ovis put into the Bria. Emek Heaven is the Emek of the Eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies, the Amkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eitz lies there. The Reimimus lies in Shalayim, the Amkus lies in Heaven. In Avodas Adam, a person has to know that on the one hand, there's a focal point where a person's striving to. Lana Tehoylech in its high point, the person strives, and that's something that a person focuses on, where's he going to. And that's a godlistic vision, and that's a vision of a person, b'meitavoy, and b'binyanoy, and that's always there. So when we look at Yerushalayim, when a person davens and focuses towards Yerushalayim, towards the Makom HaMikdash, he's focusing to the high point of a person. But a person also needs in himself the understanding that in the Sheirish Ashrashim, there's a Geniz of Avraham Yitzchak of Yaakov that's there no matter what. A person can never fall so low that there can't be there's no Geniz of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov in him. So it says in Chazal, in a few places, it says a person who's born Aramis, Avraham stands there, but Vinitvi, we know Yisrael, Afi Shechot Yisrael. In the low point of a person, there's a Makom Tefillah also. It's not the Pshat, even though we're Mamakim Kosei Hashem, in Mamakim itself there's a Makom. And Adarabba, a person, as long as a person is in the road somewhere in the middle, the person is on his own, so to speak. And sometimes it's more confidence, sometimes less confidence. When a person has to hold on to bris avos, chus avos, the tegniz of avos, a person has at least, in the hargasha of anava, that lev nishba v'nitke, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a carbon, lev nishba v'nitke, is because when a person is mispalel without his chusim, when a person is mispalel mitzad is where he's fallen to, then he understands that his tefillah is only because he's a ben Avraham Yitzchak. What's the pshat that I have a schus now to stand for Kadosh Baruch Hu mispalel? I didn't do anything that merits it, and I'm not and I'm not shaykh to it. Where am I standing? The teretz is because I'm a ben Avraham, and Avraham made tefillah shachris. He was metakin tefillah, and it's oimid lifnei Hashem, and Avraham is aiden oimid lifnei Hashem, and he was mitzavas beis achrof. Nothing can take away from me the sheirish of Avraham that I have in me, and b'meila, whatever belongs to Avraham belongs to me. The Yerusha of Avraham in Ruchnius is mine. So if Avraham can be Oymen Ispawel, I can, as long as I'm Ben Avraham, I can be Oymen Ispawel. It's a tremendous nekudas. It's the last thing that Adam Rishon did in his life. It's the last thing Avraham did. After the Akedah was manchel to Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash, the high point of Klal Yisrael, he was manchel to us. But the Akedah triggered another event. The Paruch HaNishmasai of Sarah that gave Klal Yisrael a sheirish, that even there will come a time when Yerushalayim will be charev, there'll come a time when everything will be gone. But as Klal Yisrael, at that point, Klal Yisrael has a nekuda to hold it also. That's the nekuda of Chevron. It's the nekuda that Klal Yisrael has a mokrim, where no matter, even if Eretz Yisrael is charev, like it says in Chazal, that there's no place in that soul that's rockier than that's mokum trushim, like heaven. In mokum trushim, the place nothing grows from it. You put stuff in racks to hide it because they're impenetrable, they're invisible. It's the place where nothing is tzemeach, and yet it says that mokum is better than Mitzrayim at its best. In other words, there's a tzmicha in Klal Yisrael in heaven, which is a mokum trushim. It's a place where things are very hidden, but they still have the koyach of tzmicha. And that means when a person starts davening and he says, Alkei Avram, Alkei Yitzchak, Alkei Yaakov, Alkeinu v'Alkei Avoseinu, when a person says Alkeinu v'Alkei Avoseinu, it's a chizuk for a person. A person is grabbing onto the one nekuda in himself that's not destructible. Every person has himself an Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And when a person starts his tefillah with that, then the person has the right and the aftacha to go on with it, that from that nekuda onwards, a person it can be tzameach again.
That's what? That's why he's not going to have kavod in the sarah.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned, meaning, you should be more to roll, but I'm going to say,
also be, yes.
Also, just, the one,